The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 133, Escape from Tyrannus.
Are you sure that was Wi-Fi in that vehicle?
I just received a text message from one of my sentries. The vehicle contains Zokar, his bodyguard Mondu, and a Jubaten.
Wait a minute. A Jubaten? How many of those things are around here?
Since they are employed by Rage, none that I know of. They all have bounties on their heads.
Well, Lenora, looks like your green boy turned colors on you. Of course, he probably could do that literally.
We can't be certain that it's Sprague.
We will soon find out.
Master Lister, I implore you. Wait until we verify this is Zokar.
Listen to him, he's right. You go out there and start something with him, and you'll have the whole city of Tyrannus on your heads.
And with a million unit bounty on both of you, your chances of surviving are pretty slim. So I say go for it.
Master, we must consider your safety above all else. We now know where Zokar is. I'm sure Colonel Zandu's spies will keep track of him.
I will concede for now, but he remains a priority. Colonel, what is your plan now?
I'm certain that he will go directly to the safe house. Turn off all electronic devices. The last thing we need is for him to sense a wireless signal.
Everyone, radios and trackers off.
Once he passes and turns the corner to the safe house, everyone to the truck as quickly as you can.
I don't think that old military truck can stay ahead of him if we're going up north.
Not a problem. Here he comes.
What do you mean, not a problem? Captain Tam is right. He'd catch up to us in no time.
It's not a problem because we are not going by truck. We're going by boat.
Boat?
He's turned the corner. No more questions. Everyone to the truck. The wharf is just a few blocks straight ahead.
Driver, Sprague, stay with the vehicle. Mondu, on me. Check the far room.
Master, the room is clear.
Look around. See if there's anything here that ties in with Lister.
Yes, Master.
They had to have left something behind. Search everywhere.
Master, what is this?
Bring it to me. This could be the clue we're looking for. It's a button.
A button? My lord.
Not just a button, Mondu. This is something I saw every day before the big war.
When you were an IDF commander?
Yes, this is a button off an IDF uniform.
But the IDF comes here to inspect? Maybe someone came here and stole the jacket.
It's possible, but I think it was left here for someone to find, and that someone would not be us.
But we are following Lister and the crew of the Ulysses. None of them are IDF.
Don't you remember what Sprague said? Gabby and Lenora stole a C-10. If they did so, then I'm guessing they took advantage of this large exercise that the IDF is conducting and walked right in wearing uniforms.
But the C-10 is an ancient aircraft. It would take great skill to fly such a plane.
Again, you state the obvious. Most IDF pilots who leave the force continue on as commercial pilots. It is my guess that the pilot of the Ulysses is prior service.
The one called Gabby.
This means that they left just prior to our arrival. Let's talk to the driver and see where he thinks they may go first. We found evidence inside that Lister and the Ulysses crew may have been there. Where do you think they would go from here?
There is only the north. To the south is desert. To the east, the training grounds for the IDF. And to the west is the ocean. As I told you before, to the north is dangerous. The forest is heavy, but that is where the hardcore raid soldiers will be.
Then that is where we will be.
If they are indeed heading north, they had time to prepare. We will need to get supplies first. There is nothing up north in the way of settlements. It's wild country.
What supplies do you speak of?
We will need to carry extra fuel, clothing, food, water, and other necessities.
Is this vehicle suitable for such a trip?
It will do the job.
How far? To the best area of former soldiers?
Perhaps another sunrise and day. It is not really safe to travel at night.
Then we need to get those supplies. They already have a head start on us.
Good morning.
And a good morning to you. You're up early.
It's been a while since I've seen a sunrise, heard the birds, and smelled the flowers.
And here we take it for granted, seeing it every day. I felt the exact same way after getting out of Lazuma's prison.
I took it for granted, too. Going through what I did has made me appreciate every sunrise and every sunset.
Has Jim stirred yet?
He was on the dock when I came out here. He's coming back right now.
Was he crabbing or fishing?
I don't think so. He doesn't have a pole or net, and not a chicken neck in sight.
I guess this PI business is a big step for him. I know I went through a little period of depression when I retired from the force, but the IDF keeps me pretty busy.
Hopefully it will be the same with him.
There he is. Catch anything?
The usual mosquitoes and horse flies.
So what are you doing down there?
I'm just trying to clear my mind. All right. What's so funny?
I'm sorry. That's just too easy of a straight line.
Oh, I get it. It shouldn't take me very long to clear my mind since there's not a lot of furniture in there.
Hey, you said it, not me.
You know everything is going to work out, Jim. Just look at what the three of us have been through.
Yeah. Daddy was thrown in prison and left there by a crooked director. You got shot in the head and I got blown up. We've all been kind of busy these last couple of months.
Speaking of which, how's all that electronic gear they put in your head working out?
Yeah, I almost forgot about Eagle Eye Jim. Can you turn on a TV for me like you did in the Boldabar cafeteria?
Hey, come on. That was the first time I used my bionics. I finally got the security cage door to open.
Barely. Excuse me. Kate Hawk?
Sorry, Kate. I accidentally brain-dialed you.
This is you?
Yeah, you know, and the beauty of it is that there's no caller ID.
Can you talk to her or listen?
Well, I can hear since it's wired into my auditory nerve, but I don't have the speaking capability yet unless I use an earpiece. Once it's perfected, I'll be able to make calls through any cell tower.
I've got Bluetooth that can do that.
Yeah, but if you're captured, they can take that away from you.
Hey, why don't you start the oven? I think I want to make some biscuits this morning.
Ha ha ha, very funny. You know you got a gas stove. Besides, Kelly's the one who makes the biscuits from scratch.
Speaking of which, did you hear from her yesterday?
I got a text last night. Registration went well. She got her temp quarters and first taste of mess hall chow.
Oh my, I can hear her now.
Actually, she said she was quite surprised. It was really good.
Oh man, the best food I ever ate was in the Army. In the Army dining facility. Army chefs have won several gold medals in the Culinary Olympics.
There's actually an Olympics for cooks?
Oh yeah, they're great cooks, except some have trouble with small groups when the recipes call for feeding 300.
I'm glad she's settling in. You know, when she gets back, she'll want to carry a service weapon.
Oh, she'll have one. It's called a tablet.
I propose we have breakfast on the way. Beat the Saturday Bay Bridge traffic.
Remember, we have to stop at the Anne Arundel Mall first.
Oh, great. I can see it now. Frilly curtains and dollies with accents of duck prints.
No, actually, a decent vacuum to keep there. Some cleaning supplies and air fresheners should be a good start.
What? No bulldozer?
It's on my list as a last resort.
It's good to see that you two are picking up right where you left off. Come on, let's hit the road before the bridge traffic backs up to Chester.
Coming up on the old mine soon. We'll land there and search for transportation.
Sounds like a plan.
Hold on. What do we have here?
Where?
At 2 o'clock.
2:00 what?
Our day is 24 time units we call hours. Our old analog clocks were disks divided into 12 units. From 12 midnight to 12 midday, called AM, and midday to midnight, called PM.
AM? PM?
From an ancient language called Latin. Ante meridiem, and post-meridium.
All that to say, target bearing 030.
Well, I suppose that's one way to put it.
I see it now. What is that? Wait, that's a ship.
That's not just any ship. That, Sam, is the Ulysses.
What's it doing here?
I'm sure it was parked where we found the raid shuttle.
Someone swapped aircraft.
And seeing that it was a raid shuttle, I would say it came from Wi-Fi's ship.
And if nobody's home, it's a good bet he and whoever is with him is in town.
This could prove interesting. Wi-Fi in town, as is Lister. And if Major Witt was able to get there, he and Jaffra would be with them.
And I suppose we are going to join the fray.
First things first. We need to establish whether or not the ship has a crew on board.
There's no transponder signal coming from the ship. The primitive sensors on this egg beater you're flying indicate no electrical activity on board.
I don't see any activity anywhere. We'll set down, have our weapons ready, just in case.
Don't worry about that. I'm always ready.
Well, this is interesting. Our radio stack is showing an incoming text.
Out here? Who'd be doing that?
It's coming through our general IDF notification system, restricted to this area. We just came within range of it. It's from the controller.
The controller? He must have sent it some time ago to reach here. I can't quite read it.
It's a message to Major Witt, with the assumption that he is still alive and on Titan IV. He is letting the Major know that you and I are headed for Tyrannus.
Well, if they get the message, I bet it made Jaffra's day.
What makes you say that?
I'm sure that a professional bounty hunter would be happy to hear that another bounty hunter was on the scene.
That shouldn't be an issue. I haven't taken on any case. I'm here as an IDF agent, full stop.
I don't think it would matter to him. If he is here and we meet up, you better give him plenty of room.
It won't be a problem, I assure you. I know Jaffra. As long as he feels he will get his bounty, he'll be fine. Now, ready your weapon. We're about to land.
The gangway ramp is still open. This is very strange. Why would they leave the ship unguarded?
I would say these vehicle tracks might be the reason why. Look closely.
Footprints coming from the ramp headed this way. And looky here, Tony. These prints are definitely from a Jubatan.
I see that. I also see a separate set of prints headed in their direction. It looks like the vehicle backed up and headed toward town.
You think Wi-Fi had someone here to meet him?
Possibly. But I'm more inclined to think that this facility was guarded and Wi-Fi either convinced the guard to take them to town or he forced them to.
But what's here to guard? It looks abandoned.
Let's have a look around. Maybe we can find a clue in one of these buildings.
Yeah, maybe one of them has a well-stocked cooler.
For once, Sam, I share your sentiments.
So, am I winning you over to the Hongan way?
Let's not get carried away. Come on. We have work to do.
You'll find all the supplies we'll need below deck.
So you carry supplies wherever you go?
Pretty much. We operate an underground railroad, so to speak. Not every former raid soldier who comes to me for help wants to assimilate into Tyrannus society. Many want to rejoin their comrades up north.
And these are the soldiers we seek.
And what if they don't want to have anything to do with you?
Why wouldn't they? They still want to maintain the rage way. They will welcome their leader with open arms.
Yeah, arms. Like M-19s, saws, rocket launchers.
I think what Gabby is trying to say is that they are loyal to Lord Zokar.
Lord Lister is master now. Colonel Zandu will convince them of that.
You hope they'll accept him. There is no guarantee.
I am confident they will see their true course. to follow me and me alone.
These former soldiers are all mercenaries. What will make them follow you is monetary units and not loyalty.
We have enough units with us to give them a taste. All you need to do to win over a mercenary is promise them rich plunder, and they'll follow.
Wait a minute. Rich plunder? Where?
The reserves on Titan IV's main capital.
Are you serious? Xandu, you're an experienced soldier. You think mercenaries would be interested in going after a heavily fortified cache on an IDF-loyal planet?
They attacked the planet once before, for much less.
True, but back then the IDF didn't have an established presence there. Last time you fought an outdated army. This time, it would be against the galaxy's best.
It doesn't matter who or what is there. They will fight for me, and for the glory of rage.
And monetary units. Without that, your soldiers won't get off their couches.
As usual, you both underestimate what we can do and how prepared we are for this. We've sent an envoy ahead to prepare for our arrival.
Did you send the same envoy to prepare the troops at Charlie Papa Oscar? Because if you did, we might as well turn this bucket around and head back to Tyrannus.
We'll see when we get there.
And just when would that be?
It'll be dark when we reach the mouth of the river. We will stop there for the night. The river is too dangerous to navigate at night.
I take it this river leads inland to the camp?
You are not in a position of need to know, Captain Tam. We get there when we get there.
Just why are we along for the ride? It seems you have everything you need to continue.
Gabby, we don't need to encourage them.
I'm serious. If he was going to terminate us, he would have done it at the safe house.
She speaks the truth, Captain Tam. Gabriella, this is why I want you to join the ranks of rage. We need a skilled pilot like you who can laugh in the face of death.
I don't know if you've noticed, but we're not exactly laughing.
All you two need to know is that your usefulness hasn't run out.
You need a bargaining chip.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what a bargaining chip is.
It's a form of leverage. You need to have something to offer in case the IDF closes in on you.
If you are speaking of a hostage, then you would be correct.
If either one of you two is thinking about escaping when we stop tonight, I advise you to reconsider.
Now, what makes you think we'd want to part with such great company?
Just if you wish. But Colonel Xandu is right. The river waters are full of flesh-eating fish and what you call reptiles, and beasts you can't even imagine.
And if by some miracle you survive the water, the forest here is home to many flesh-eating species, to include deadly insects. Now, if you excuse me, I need to go talk with our driver about tonight.
Captain Tam, do you think we can get a refund on this cruise?
Nope, I'm afraid not.
Garcia, is this the house you saw Lister and the others enter?
That's affirmative. There were at least 5 people who walked into this house.
It looks like more than that followed. This place is torn apart.
I agree. The way drawers are pulled out and furniture moved, I'd say someone was looking for something.
Well, we can rule out Lister and his crew. They were here on Xandu's behalf. It would seem they were being followed. You stay here. I'm going to go over to the intersection. I just happen to know a retired soldier who lives there. Used to be former intelligence, but now he's just very nosy. I'll go and see if he saw anything.
Excellent. We'll stay here and look for clues.
Good, he's gone. And now we can speak openly. Who do you think might be out here on the trail?
We did receive that text saying Simon and Sam were on their way.
We need to find out if he's been here or if he's even on site.
It's worth a try. I'll try our standard operating frequency. Big Fisher, that one here. Over.
Big Fisher?
You know, a bounty hunter. Fishing for suspects? Big Fisher, bat one, over.
This is Big Fisher. Whit, is that you? I can't believe it. You're alive. Over.
That's a big roger there, Fisher. Long story, but the Mercury is intact. Nate and Tika are in orbit, just out of range of Wi-Fi's ship. Over.
That's quite a relief. We received the controller's message. I take it you got it too. Over.
That's affirmative. Jaffra's not too thrilled to have a well-known bounty hunter after the same target. Over.
Is Jaffra there? Over.
Tony Simon, we have everything under control here. You really don't need to be here. Over.
Jaffa, I assure you I have no intention of ceding your target. I'm here as an officer of the IDF. It would be most beneficial if we joined forces. Over.
No can do. Over.
Why not? Over.
I made contact with the Rage pilot that Wi-Fi sent to destroy the Ulysses. He thinks I'm out to capture Lister for the 1 million unit bounty, which of course I am. But he also thinks that Whit and his team are Rage elite forces posing as IDF. Their mission is to assist me, over.
I'm with the abandoned Ulysses right now. On the way, we discovered Wi-Fi's shuttle, over.
That means that both he and Lister are here. This will pose a major problem for us. If we encounter Wi-Fi, he will identify us to the pilot, and that will be a big problem. Over.
Where's the pilot now? Over.
Just up the street. We are in a Rage safe house on the northeast side of town. We suspect someone was here looking for Lister. Based on what you told us, that someone must be Wi-Fi. Over.
In that case, we will maintain our distance and track you. If there is an encounter with Wi-Fi, we will be there to assist. Over.
Copy that. Since we will be in mixed company, do not make contact with us on the radio. Over.
Roger that.
Bat one out.
I still don't like this at all.
You heard Simon. He's not eligible for the bounty on Lister.
That is not what disturbs me. He is after the same target, regardless of the bounty. I know Tony Simon. He'll move in and try to take over.
Major, the LT is coming back.
Very well. Everyone back to your places, and no mention of Simon.
My old friend assured me that it was Wi-Fi.
So he's here. Don't you think we should avoid contact?
And what makes you say that?
You were sent to destroy the Ulysses, correct?
Correct.
Then why is Wi-Fi here at the end of this planet? Why would he leave his destroyer in orbit? And if Lister and the Ulysses crew are here, their ship can't be too far.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see your point.
He's right, Lieutenant. Wi-Fi does not take too kindly to soldiers who fail their mission. Perhaps it will be in all of our best interests to avoid him and carry on with the mission.
I agree. I now know that he's getting supplies. Maybe when he does leave, we can go back to that merchant to get more information.
And our own supplies. As soon as it's clear, we'll move out.
Bear in mind, if he does find my fighter, this will not go well for me.
At this point, we may be in the same situation as you, my friend. I've served Lord Zokar and Lister. Neither one of them take failure very well.
Then I think we're all in agreement that neither of us is in good standing with Rage right now. Let's just proceed with our plan to track down Lister and avoid Wi-Fi.
Kate!
What?
If you vacuum that rug anymore, there won't be any thread left.
To tell you the truth, Jim, I think dirt is the only thing holding it together.
Jim, where do you want this chair?
Well, if Miss Service Pro here ever finishes abusing my rug, right here.
Well, it is what it is. I don't think I can do any better.
You know, this isn't a crime scene cleanup.
Says you.
It's nice to see you two acting like partners again.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Detective Jim Barnes.
That would be me. Can I help you?
I need your help.
What does this mystery woman want? Will the four groups in Tyrannus manage to avoid each other? Who will be the first to reach the Rage holdout? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Case 1.